Let's keep going. All right. They'll keep us alerted if we need to run to the basement or something here in a minute. So glad that you're here this morning. It's, you know, it's a holiday weekend, and it's a terrible weather weekend, but we're glad that you're here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you know, we have communion after the, at the end of the service, and so we don't want to mess that up with church business. So at this point, we're going to stop and have a presentation from the Building and Grounds Committee, and then after we vote on that, then we'll have the rest of the service. So we consider ourselves in church conference, and Brother Jeff's going to come and share something with us.
As y'all know, we've been suffering with some heat and outages over in the educational building. We've got prices to replace that, and what we'd like to do, would you throw that up, is present for your approval the replacement of the two units for the upstairs and the two units for heating in the attic. As combined, at the present time, neither one of the units are working. We're on emergency heat, running propane right now. The other unit went out last week. The option here that we've decided to go with is $21,900. That'll put two brand new units outside. Everything upstairs replaced. All be brand new.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, second. All right, any questions? Okay, all in favor of that uplifted hand? Any opposed? All right, thank you, sir.
A couple things I just need to update everybody on. We got the fans replaced in the bathroom. Thanks, Chris. Tonda has updated us on the windows here. Could happen after the first of the year, and at this point, that's a most likely scenario.
Most likely February,
end of February. Okay. If everybody noticed the parking lot back here, we had a kind of a sinkhole show up, so we had cobbles. Again, thanks, Chris, to come out and cut a section out. fixed the sinkhole. We put gravel back over it. We're going to leave that way for a little while till it packs down. Then we're going to repave it. I think that's it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
We'll consider it the business meeting adjourned. Now, let me say one thing. We just voted to spend $21,000, and we've got it. But if there's somebody sitting out here saying, you know, I'd just love to make a big gift on that, we'll take it, $500,000,
$5,000,
$10,000.
Absolutely. I'll come to you and get it.
You know, there may be somebody that got end-of-the-year bonus or something that you want to, you need to do a income tax thing for. So if you want to, and on your church giving slip before for this year, 2024, you need to get it to Brenda before Wednesday, or she and I have agreed that if you write it, the check, and have it on before the 31st, then we'll you can turn it in next week and just write that on the envelope. Okay.
Okay, everyone, we will go downstairs at this time.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Sing the chorus. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
That's pretty. Y'all did a good job. We won't sing all the verses, and that's fine. Thank you so much. All right, we'll go on into some announcements that I have to work with you on today. And, of course, we...
You want them to do the offering?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the... I'll keep forgetting we can do the offering. Do the offering, if you would, please, guys, and we'll do that. Well, we'll sing one more verse then while they want to do... You want to do that? Let's just sing it. We'll sing it, okay? Yes, we will. And we will, as you exit today, you will be able to give, if you did not last Sunday, the offering to the love offering to our pastor, okay? All right, here we go.
When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me safely o'er the shore. To thy kingdom shore, to thy shore.
Sing now.
Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Okay, very good, very good. All right. Brenda, you're going to keep on? Okay, we can do it. We can do it. All right. Today we will be at the end of the service. Today, as you can see, we'll be observing the Lord's Supper after the pastor's sermon today. Okay. Let's continue on. The Lottie Moon Christmas offering, this is the last day that you can give to that. If you haven't already done that, you need to do that and get that done. The Baptist Children's Home, a generous donation was made to the Baptist Children's Home by Jerry and Carrie, by, in honor of Jerry Kelly, by Carol Kelly. And we thank you for that, Carol. And the Christmas card now, if you don't have your cards, there's still some up there. I noticed this morning, still some in those slots up there. So get your Christmas cards out. And it's, you can still put them up if you want to across the wall or wherever you want to put them. That's pretty good to do. All right. Any questions or any announcements that I may have overlooked here at all? Okay. All righty. Then in that case, let's now go to our prayer list because I've got several that's been added. Let's remember Michaela, the Pastor Jim's granddaughter. She's still needing our prayers, very much needing our prayers. Let's keep her in our prayers. The Chris Wade family, let's remember them. Of course, Chris passed away. You all know that. Let's remember Leslie and the family. Keep them in your prayers as we go forward. And of course, Angie's dad is also he's not doing well. And Angie let us know that this morning. So you all keep him in your prayers as well because his situation is serious as well. So do that. Jay, it's good to see you. Where are you? There you go. Jay, you're recuperating well. You're doing well. It's good to see you doing well, Jay. It really is. Are there others that we need to remember this morning? Yes, Robert.
James Davis.
James Davis?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
He did get a clean report.
Good.
All was good the end of November because she had had a conversation with the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is a praise report.
Yes.
She wanted the church family to know that Bryson is doing well.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Good news. We've prayed for him a long time. We sure have.
Yes.
Are there others?
That was wonderful.
Okay. Go ahead.
Every 6 months I get a ultrasound. There's been no changes at all in the last 6 months.
Okay. Well, that's again, it's a praise report. Just keep up the good work, Robert. That's what Doc tells me. He says, just keep up the good work. I said, yes, sir. God's in control of that. Yes, Will.
I have a praise report for a family member who was seeking Christ, and it looks to me like he found him.
Okay.
Under strain, or under not the best circumstances, but still he found him. Tony Dennis, is it? One of his coworkers had passed away in a motorcycle accident. It's the one that we had on the prayer list. It was mom's friend's son, and he was friends with that guy that passed away, and he had started searching for Christ after that because he didn't want to end up like the same tape.
That's good news. Good news. Always glad to hear that. Yes. What did he say? What was his first name?
Kevin.
Okay. Okay. All right. Very good. All right, others? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've already given us. And, Lord, as we have weathered the storm here, thanks to you, Lord, we pray, Lord, for all those, Lord, and maybe where it touched down, Lord, we pray, Lord, that there was no damage done and no one was injured through this. But now, Lord, we thank you for the blessings you've already given us. The fact that we're here and able to be here, Lord, is a great blessing, and we thank you for that. Now, Lord, as we go forward in this lesson this morning, Lord, we're mindful also that this we're kind of approaching a new year of challenges probably for all of us. But, Lord, help us to meet those challenges, and, Lord, help us to depend on you as our strength and for our guidance. Lord, we pray. Now, Lord, as we go forward in our prayer this morning, we want to remember those who specifically have asked us to lift them up. We pray for Michaela today, Lord, and we pray for the Chris Wade family, Lord, for Leslie and all those, Lord, who are mourning the passing of their dad. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for Angie's father, Lord, and we know, Lord, that he's rather low, Lord, and we know that, Lord, only you, Lord, can handle that situation, and we lift him up to you, and we ask for your will to be done in his life. Several praise reports that we've had this morning, Lord, we thank you for Jay Julius and the praise report he's been given. We pray, Lord, for Bryson, Lord. We pray for the good report that we've heard from him. Pray for Robert. Thank you for Robert's praise report, for Will's praise report. All those special praise reports have been given to us today, Lord. We want to say thank you, Lord. But then, Lord, we also remember James Davis, remember Kevin Russell, and Nick Sternovan. We pray for that family, Lord, again, who's lost a loved one. Now, Lord, as we go forward, we pray for our Pastor Ed, Lord, as he comes to for us today, Lord, and preaches to us the sermon today. And, Lord, these blessings I pray in your name. Amen. We had praise music set up under the system upstairs, so we'll dispense with that. We won't do that. And has anyone got a song you'd like to sing? Kathy, you got anything you want to sing? Maybe just sing a song this morning, if you want to? Okay. I didn't want to put you in a spot.
No. Can we all do in remembrance of me or something?
Yeah, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can. Let me see.
It is Dad's birthday. We should say happy birthday.
Would that be?
Yeah, I'll get it looked up here. What page? You know your page?
What song will it
be? In Remembrance of Me. I'll get there in a minute. I'm just now getting to where I need to be. Yeah, I'll find it in just a second. 365. Okay. Well, sing if you know it. If you don't, hum, okay? If not, just do watermelon, whatever it is. Just sing along with me as we go. In remembrance of me. In remembrance of me, eat this bread. In remembrance of me, drink this wine. In remembrance of me, pray for the time when God's own will is done. In remembrance of me, heal the sick. In remembrance of me, feed the poor. In remembrance of me, open the door and let your brother in. Let him in. Take, eat, and be comforted. Drink. And remember too that this is my body and precious blood shed for you, shed for you. In remembrance of me, search for truth. In remembrance of me, always love. In remembrance of me, don't look above, but in your heart, look in your heart for God. Do this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Thank you. That was pretty. That was good. Thank you, Pastor Ed.
If I preach fast, can y'all listen fast?
I'm right here in the amen corner now.
I can't even read fast.
Start off with a few questions. We got several school teachers in here. Who makes the best student?
the one with the highest IQ, or the one who listens most carefully to the teacher, studies the material, and then learns it? Who makes the best employee? The one who's most capable, or the one who listens most carefully to the instructions of his or her supervisor and then follows those instructions? Who makes the best friend? The person who's always there for you? The person who really listens to you? Who makes the best spouse? The best husband, the best wife? Some of you voting for yourself. It's the person who listens most closely to their mate and listens not only with their ears, but with their eyes, and sees how that person, their mate, is responding. You can pick up a lot of things by nonverbal. They reached a point after a few years of marriage, I could just say something and look at my wife and think, uh-oh, I just messed up. Now, none of your other husbands probably ever done that, but I could just look, and I knew. There were some times I looked and I thought, man, she is so pleased. She is so blessed. So all of those are a choice. All of those are a choice, whether it's as a friend or as an employee or as a student. It's how much we listen. Now, those of you that really pay attention to what I preach, what I write, what I teach, know that I've been trying for a long time to get across to you that there are levels of blessing that God wants to give you. There's a level down here that unsaved people, they don't get a lot of things. They don't understand. There's a lot of things that an unsaved person never, never understands. There's spiritual realities. There's physical realities. There's financial realities that an unsaved person never understands. And if you keep up with the news and just read some of the idiotic things people say, you know I'm telling you the truth. They just don't get it. Up here is a level of revelation that God wants to give to us. A level of understanding. And it's not just spiritual. Spiritual is one part of it. But it's not just spiritual. It can be in business. It can be in a lot of other areas, in relationships. It's amazing what God can say to you at various times about a lot of different things if we're listening. You know, God may tell you, pick up the phone and call that person. God may tell you, drop by and visit that person. Send that person a card. Witness to that person. God may direct your paths in many, many ways. And the choice of whether we are way down here or up here is our choice, how well we listen. How well we listen to the voice of God. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be victorious. He wants you to have lots and lots of different blessings. And the best Christian is the one that listens best. It's not necessarily the one that goes to the biggest church or carries the biggest Bible, but it's the one that listens best. You think back to the Garden of Eden. It says God came to the garden to fellowship with Adam and Eve. And they said, oh, we hid ourselves. God came for fellowship. God wanted to reveal himself. He wanted to spend some time with him. But they weren't
there to listen. Of course, they'd messed up. But you see, the desire of God when he created us was for us to have a fellowship relationship with him. And he wants to talk to us. Now you say, well, God doesn't talk to me. God wants to talk to you. God's probably talking to you. It's whether you're listening or not. It's whether I'm listening or not. You know, in the 11th chapter of Matthew, there's a verse. And Jesus says this a number of times throughout the Gospels. Verse 15 says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, we all have ears. It's what we do with them. Now, I know none of you husbands are guilty of your wife saying to you, you're not listening. You're not listening. What did I just say to you, honey? It was something about... Yeah. You see, he that hath ears to hear. And it's interesting just to see people come and go out of church. How many of them hear and how many of them don't hear? In another place there in Matthew, Jesus says, for this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should hear with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, should be converted, and I should heal them. Their eyes have they closed. In other words, he said they made a choice. It wasn't that they couldn't hear, they chose not to hear. It wasn't that they couldn't see, they chose not to see. But you see, God wants you and me to be able to come into his presence. There's a... Do you understand the significance of what happened when Jesus was crucified? And the veil of the temple was torn. That story's in Matthew 27. And it goes like this. Then Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent or torn in twain in half from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake and the rocks were torn. For thousands of years, the Holy of Holies that represented the presence of God was shut off from everybody but the high priest. He could only go in once a year. And they tied a rope around his leg so that if he dropped dead in there, they could pull him out because nobody could go in to get him. The presence of God, in a sense, was shut off from the common people. But when Jesus was crucified, when he shed his blood from the top to the bottom, it wasn't it some Samson type person went in there and grabbed a thing at the bottom and torn it. It was from the top to the bottom, and I've understood that the thing was yay thick. It was not just a little shower curtain type thing. It was a big, thick curtain drape type thing that was torn, which said, now any believer is welcome into the presence of God. Any believer is welcome into the presence of God. Now, folks, that's good news. You don't, I know I'm picking on certain religions. You don't have to go to the priest to get your prayers answered. You don't have to talk to Mary to get your prayers answered. You can talk to God yourself. You are welcome into God's presence now, at any time. And how is that possible? Uh,
over in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, it says this, verses 13 through 19. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometime were far off are made nigh, you brought close to Jesus. How? By the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition before between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereof, by the blood of Jesus that we'll celebrate in a moment. You have access into the presence of God. It doesn't say by the priest, by Preacher Ed, by Deacon Leonard or Deacon Kenny or Deacon Lionel, but by the blood of Jesus, every one of us have access into the presence of God. Boy, that's good news.
Amen.
Nobody has to hear from God for you. You can hear from God for yourself. And if somebody comes up and says, I got a word for you, brother. God told me to tell you blah, 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 blah. You better be careful. I might have a word for you from God, but then again, I might have a word from you that I made up myself. That's how a lot of these cults get started. You know, some preacher comes along and got all these people saying, this is what God said for me to you, and this is what God said for you. And, you know, you have to be careful. Hear from God yourself. Just what somebody says, does it agree with the Bible? Does it agree with the Bible? And there's a couple of verses I want to add to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. And I have quoted verse 9 so many, many times and left people in the dark. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says this, as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And so, I'm sure you've heard preachers say it. I've said it more times than I'm embarrassed to admit. Well, brother, you just can't know. God's got some things that you've not seen, that you've not heard. You'll just never understand. But we don't read the next verse. Verse 10 says, but God, he just said, there's a lot of things you don't understand, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, if I had a big old box up here and I said, y'all guess what's in my box? I might get 50 guesses. But if I reach in that box and pull out my puppy dog, you know what's in my box. If I walk into that box and pull out a cake, you know what's in that box. What he says is there's a lot of things we may not understand, but if we walk in the Spirit of God, if we listen to God, if we have ears to hear, then God will reveal unto us those things that we need to know. Now you think about, now, I'm not reteaching the Sunday school lessons, but you think about how this played out in the Christmas story. Angels appear, shepherds, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Now, those shepherds could have said, man, that was an awesome experience. I can't wait to tell my grandkids in 50 years what all I just experienced. That was awesome. Oh, brother, it's your turn to keep the sheep, I'm going to go take a nap. No. It says they immediately said, we got to go to Bethlehem and see this thing. They had hearing ears. About 2 years later, when the wise men showed up in Jerusalem and said, where is he that's born king of the Jews? And they said, well,
wait a minute, let's consult the scripture. Oh, he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Go to Bethlehem. Not a single one of those learned scholars or Herod said, give me 15 minutes to saddle my camel. I want to go with them. If you boys will just wait about 15 minutes and I'll saddle my camel and I'll go with you to Bethlehem. Not a one of them went. They weren't hearing. They weren't seeing. And that's the choice we all make. That's the choice we'll have in 2025. The choice to really listen to the Lord. Begin to have him reveal things to us that are beyond our understanding. Have him make us more powerful, more like Jesus, or we can stay unhearing, unseeing, and miss out on the awesome things of God. Read one more scripture for you. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near to the Lord with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from all evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. God's admonition to every one of us, draw near to the Lord. Draw near to the Lord. God's desire is for you and me to be blessed. Not to live in mediocrity. Not to live just barely above what an unsaved person experiences. But to live in power and victory. And what it takes is our choice. Will we listen? Really listen. It starts with listening to sermons, your Sunday school lesson, reading your Bible, praying. Will we really listen? You know, a wife loves it when her husband really listens to her. A husband loves it when his wife really listens to him. Let's really, really listen to the voice of God, and he will bless us. As we experience the Lord's Supper, remember it's the blood of Jesus that enables us to draw near into his presence. Brother Leonard.
We'll dispense with the song, then we'll just move into the Lord's Supper, right, Pastor? Just go right, okay. Deacons, if you would, please.
sir.
Amen, sir.
She said, "This is my body. It's broken for you." If you just really read the Gospels and you see how much damage they did to his body, we realize truly they didn't break any bones, but he was whipped, crowned with thorns, crucified. Jesus suffered that our sins might be forgiven. He said, "This is my body. Take and eat." Also took the cup and he blessed it. And I'll ask Leonard if he would to bless the cup. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you so very, very much, Lord, for the precious blood that you shed upon the cross that we may have life and have more abundantly. Lord, we understand that without that shedding of blood, there could have been no forgiveness of sin. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you from the depths of our heart. Bless us as we do. Denominations, folks that say they're Christian, but don't want anything to do with the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, apart from the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that leads to our forgiveness, our salvation, our eternal life. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that grants us entrance into God's presence and power and prayer. Jesus said, "This is my blood shed for you. Drink ye all of it." Mother can lead us and bless me the time. All right, let's all start. Thank you.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above all men.
Happy New Year, everybody. God bless you. Thank you for coming.